Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And that soul needs to be dealt with according to the Word of God, not according to some psychological process. Don't mix psychology and the Bible together. They're two different things entirely. I've studied quite a bit of psychology. I know that. Are you listening to me? No, the Word of God is the thing that'll heal your soul.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
See, the question has arisen in recent years because there's some validity, of course, in dealing with demons and evil spirits, but the thought is, can a Christian have a demon? Well, first of all, what do you mean by can a Christian have a demon? You see, we'd have to go back and ask that question. Well, if you specify, like somebody said, well, can a Christian have a demon in their spirit? Well, certainly not. Not in be a Christian. You see, what happened to us in this charismatic move was that many people have come this direction who were never Christians. They thought they were because they belonged to the church. But they were never really, their spirits was never really born again. They're liable to have anything in their spirits. Are you listening to me? Don't go to praying with people to be filled with the Holy Ghost until you're sure they're born again. Because they're liable to get any kind of a spirit. Are you listening to me? Get them saved first. Get them washed in the blood first. Now here's what I'm saying to you. Here's what's happened to us. In the charismatic move, we've got people coming in out of every church that already thought that they were saved because they was in the church. Well, I was a member of the church and I wasn't saved and I had to get saved before I got filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the most dangerous thing in the world to get these people, you know, to pray with people, to be filled with the Spirit that's not saved. Are you listening to me? Now you be sure, first of all, that they're really saved. Now, like some dear Roman Catholic friends of mine said to me, said, I'll tell you, we learned that lesson early. We found out this, that in our church, because we knew in our own experience, we weren't really saved. In our own church, we were having some terrible experiences and manifestation of demon power. And we found out that the first thing you better do is to get that people saved. Be sure they're washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so this put first things first. Now, if a man's born again, his spirit, I want to reiterate that, is a new man, a new spirit. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So there's no demon in there. If there were, then all things didn't become new. If he's still demons in his spirit after he's saved, after he's a Christian, then old things didn't pass away, did they? Now, where's the trouble? You'll find that your problems are either with the flesh or with the soul. It's in the mind or the emotional part of man's being. Well, now somebody said, and really what people are calling inner healing has to do with the soul, but they're trying to go about it with psychological weapons. No, go about saving the soul or healing the soul. Did you know the many times, I didn't look this one up yet, I will, this Greek word here where it said save your soul, sometimes the word translated save is sozo. It means heal. Sometimes it's translated heal in the New Testament. And this one may be, I haven't looked at yet, but it may be that same word. If it is, he's saying, receive the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to heal your souls, or save your souls, or renew your souls, or restore your soul. See? They're dealing with the soul realm and calling it the spirit. Are you following me now? And that soul needs to be dealt with according to the Word of God, not according to some psychological process. Don't mix psychology and the Bible together. They're two different things entirely. I've studied quite a bit of psychology. I know that. Are you listening to me? No, the Word of God is a thing that'll heal your soul. The Word of God is a thing that'll save your soul. The Word of God is a thing that'll renew your mind. The Word of God is what will restore your soul. When you know the Word of God, then you'll be able to know and to prove the acceptable, the perfect, hallelujah, the permissive and the perfect will of God. Because the Word of God is the will of God. You won't have all of these questions about the will of God when you get your soul saved. Here's so many people question the will of God. I know they've never got their soul saved yet. Is it the will of God? And we got so much, again, in charismatic circle. Is it God's will to heal everybody? Well, no, it's not God's will to heal everybody. It's His, you see, He teaches us sometimes, you know, through sickness and disease. No, He doesn't. That's unscriptural. The Bible states Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Why would He want to put something on us that He laid on Jesus? The reason He laid them on Jesus was so He could take them off us. Might as well say He wants us to go ahead and live in sin so we can learn. You don't pay attention to everything you hear in charismatic circles. Thank God for what God's doing over here. Are you listening? Why, one fellow's out in California, one fine young man. I knew him ever since he was a little boy. You know, maybe 12, 13. Grew up now, grown. Always clean, saved, filled with the Spirit. Clean young man. Live right. Well, he's working on a job. And, you know, we got this charismatic move going. Some folks got, you know, and there's some fellow there that's a charismatic, you know, and he got talking to him, you know. Oh, he said, you know, you never would, you ought to get out, you know. He even tried to get him to go commit adultery with some girl, you know, so he'd know the results of it. He said, well, I know that because what the Bible said. I don't have to do that. I'm going to stay clean. I'm going to stay pure. The Bible said to keep yourself pure. Yeah, but you'll never know. See, God teaches us through this method. No, He don't. If you got good sense, you already know it. Are you listening to it? You'll hear of every kind of a thing in the world. Well, now, that's not any more stupid. You look around and laugh about that. That's not any more stupid than to try to teach people that God put sickness and disease on them to teach them something. Oh, if they'd listened to God, then they would have got sick to begin with. God didn't put sickness and disease on Israel to teach them something. Sickness and disease come on Israel because they wouldn't listen to God. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about getting your minds renewed with the Word of God so that you'll know and prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Because the Word of God's the will of God. And you just know, you know, no wonder so many people are frustrated. Now you see, they'll have you to dig down here. I want to show you something now. I know my time's gone, but I'll hurry up here real quickly. Then we'll pick up and go on tonight from here. You know, I notice that many people in charismatic circles in dealing with what they call inner healing are doing a whole lot the same thing that psychologists and psychiatrists and many of them have been trained in that area. They're mixing the two of them together. Search on the inside of you. Something happened, you see, when you were a little child or you were a, you know, or maybe you've got an unforgiving spirit in you. Well, first of all, you do not have that in your spirit. You don't have to go to searching, digging down in the what they call subconscious mind or your spirit to see if something's wrong, because if you're right with God, your heart's right, your spirit's right, your spirit's a new creature. Now these things sometimes, or what has happened in the past, still bother us in the soul realm, And they talk about the healing of the memories. I'll tell you the thing that's going to get your memories as part of your intellect and your mind. I tell you the thing that's going to get that straightened out is getting your mind renewed with the Word of God so you'll think in line with God's Word. Because you know then that every past mistake and every past failure is all gone. You don't have to have some kind of a prayer that you'd be healed. You won't get healed unless you... It's the Word that does it. That's what he said. Receive the Word that's able to heal your souls. Are you listening to me? Receive the Word that's able to heal your souls. I was holding a meeting. Now let me show you the difference. I was holding a meeting for a fellow, and again, here was a young lady every night. I mean, we'd send people to the prayer rooms to be saved and so on, and I'd lay hands on people out front, but as soon as, and when it got through with the healing service, we'd dismiss like we do. You've been in our services. But when we'd dismiss, a young lady would come and fall across the altar, and you never heard such sobbing in your life, such crying, just like her heart would break. Well, this happened three nights. The third night, I said to the Lord, Lord, she's crying, you know, just heart-rending crying like you do if somebody died, you know. Just sobbing, just tear your heart out. I said to the third night as I walked along here before the altar, Lord, what's wrong with that dear young lady? On the inside of me, just read it right out in front of me, just run off in vision form. I saw it by revelation. I saw exactly what was wrong with her. I knew exactly when it happened. I knew exactly how to help her. But I didn't, because I'm not the pastor. I went over to the pastor who was in conversation. I said to the pastor, Pastor, as soon as he finished congregation, I said, conversation, the young lady's still here in the altar weeping. I said, you know what's wrong with her? He said to me, do you? I said, yeah, the Lord showed me. But I'll not speak to her without your permission. See, you're the pastor. I'm not the pastor. Oh, dear Brother Hagin, he said, if you can help her, please do.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're enrolling for the fall of 2026. And so you can go online and do that, or you can also come to our Rhema College weekend. That's April the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the Rhema USA campus, you'll attend classes, meet the dean and some other instructors, tour the campus,
yes,
a luncheon, worship night, job and housing, fun night, and of course, end the weekend by attending Rhema Bible Church there on Sunday morning. It's a wonderful weekend, and so we just invite you and encourage you to come and find out all about Rhema Bible
College. Go to rbdc.org and find out about it.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.